Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Hanging out with you. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. She is the president, CEO, second generation leader of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, which is awesome. They have all kinds of other products there at their website, and you can subscribe to the print and the online versions. Their annuals, their yearbooks are off the chart, awesome. And she's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's always good to be here. You know what else? They should watch our Facebook channel, Bottom Line Inc. And I've been doing weekly conversations with experts on Facebook
all right.
Live. To keep
all
them
right.
healthy.
So. Good deal. Good for you. Yeah. Check that out,
I'm
folks.
A multimedia person.
I know you are. and Sarah, one of the things I want to talk about is something that happened in 2008. In 2008, February of 2008, people went to bed one of the nights in February. Thinking they had a $2,000 limit on their credit card, and they owed like $700, had a balance. They went to bed thinking, I'm going to get up in the morning and start a new business. I'm going to use that $1,300 to buy business cards, to maybe put a deposit down on an office or something like that. And they woke up the next morning, and MasterCard or Visa or whoever had literally wiped out their credit limit overnight. And so their new credit limit was whatever their balance was, $700, $735.69. That was their new credit limit. And that was a foretelling of what happened in September of 2008. Now, you guys are reporting something similar is happening right now, isn't it?
Well, they are doing it again. The credit card companies, because of the risk of non-payment with the rising unemployment and the pandemic, they are, again, overnight, without any warning, slashing credit card limits.
Mm-hmm.
You could wake up, you could have had $5,000, and now you've got $3,000. And they're not even telling you. You just mm-hmm. might find out one day.
Yep. So be careful about what you're planning, because this they have that right to do that. They have the ability to do that, and this protection, they're self-protecting. What do you guys think about that? What should they do?
Well, so let's just be clear. I mean, to remind people, I mean, it's not just inconvenient. The problem, there's a twofold problem. I mean, so yes, it's inconvenient. Now you thought you had money to spend and you don't. The other side of it is it wrecks your credit score because there's this thing called the utilization ratio, the percentage of credit that you have versus the percent of credit that you use.
And you didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong, but the minute that they lower your total credit limit, it looks like you're using a higher percentage of your available credit, which mm-hmm. makes you a worse
credit scoring algorithms don't know anything about what MX or FedEx just did.
Right.
I mean, MasterCard just did.
Right. They're only looking at the percentage. So even if you don't need that credit limit, you want to be sure to protect it if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to defend yourself, the best thing you can do, actually, because credit card companies don't want to get rid of customers. So they want a reward. If you're a regular customer and you're regularly paying your bill, then that's fine. But, you know, we all have these extra credit cards tucked in our wallet
mm-hmm.
that you got one day
anymore.
Because
I got
it was
rid
good
of
deal, good points. But a lot of people have them, right? They kind of accumulate them. And
but don't you want
them.
The extra 10%, Sarah, off? Don't you want the, you know, that's what they do, right?
That's what they do.
You
yeah,
can
they
save
get
10%
points.
On your purchase today if you're taking right. a credit card.
It used to be toaster ovens, right? And now it's your extra points. Nonetheless, or you want to get in, you know, a discount into Disney World. Whatever it is, people have these credit cards. So figure out how many that you need, what you really need, and then use those cards. Even if you put, mm-hmm. like, your monthly Netflix subscription on it for mm-hmm. $10 a month, just so that you use it will help protect you from the credit card company cutting that limit overnight. So again, it's the big picture of your credit score that you don't want to get messed up.
And you probably need to also get rid of some cards. Just get rid of, folks. We've had to deal with this around here, and we got it down to a science now over the last several years. And you just need to get two that you know you can take care of, and keep those. I think two's all you
now,
need.
Now, if your card's been lowered, you can try calling and asking them to reconsider.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, if you've had a call that card that's been cut, quick call other cards to see if you can raise their limit again. Mm-hmm. If you had a package of $30,000 of total credit, mm-hmm. and now you got cut to 20, see if you can negotiate through other cards to be able to get your credit limit back up.
Website, Sarah, quickly.
BottomLineInc.com.
There it is. Quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.